Nimtza, we conclude therefore, Sheyisrael hem bebechinas lemala meazman, that the Jewish nation is above the concept of time. We're not bound by time. Certain things that could take years or to happen for a Jew, Hashem can make it happen overnight sometimes. I remember an incident when I moved to Eretz Yisrael 23 years ago. So when we first moved, we lived in Har Nof and we had a view out onto the valley. And there was this hole there, a huge, gigantic hole, you know, that was like a little lake. And it had water in it. And it, you know, it was filled up pretty much with water. Then the first few years we were living here, there was almost drought, almost no rain in the winter. And the thing became empty. Suddenly you saw it was a hole for years. And on the radio, they kept talking in the winter, summer, that it's going to take so many months or years of rain to make up for the loss in the aquifers and everything, et cetera, et cetera. One day, it started raining. Not raining, real raining. And it rained at the time for like a couple of weeks, maybe 2 weeks or something like that. Serious, not 24 hours a day, nothing like that, but serious rain. And I remember afterwards, they were talking, they were like scurrying for cover. They were trying to figure out, what do we do with this water? Like, now we have to figure out how to manage all of this because it's coming so fast. And again, remembering this concept that we're in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place of emunah. Eretz Yisrael is not bound by the same physical laws and physical rules as other places in the world. You take a look at progress, in a sense. People studying it honestly, with sincerity, can see that the progress that the Jewish people make sometimes in a year or in 50 years could be something that takes other countries to make in 500 years or more. Aval ho'akum umay soilam, whereas the other nations, heim bebechinas tachas azman, they are under the control of time. Because they are steeped in the physical world. They are only interested in the physical world, in becoming more and more attached and taking as much as they can and being as connected to as possible to the pleasures of this world. Shekulam hem tachas azman. All of those are within the realm of physical, within time. Kiheim mizuamas hanochosh, because we know that these other nations of the world are associated with the tumah of the snake, the impurity of the snake. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara points out, we know that when Adam and Chava ate from the tree of wisdom, we're told, the Gemara uses the terminology, that the snake injected a tumah, an impurity, a filth, into Chava. And that remained with mankind until Matan Torah. The Gemara says when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, Posko Zuamosam, that filth came to an end. That tumah was wiped out. It ended. A couple of days later, when they worshipped the golden calf, they brought it back. But again, the Torah uses that term that by the Jews accepting the Torah, Posko Zuamosam, that terminated that filth of the snake, that impurity of the snake. However, Akum Shaloyom Dor Al Sinai, the other nations of the world who rejected the Torah, they did not join us at Har Sinai. Loy Poska Zuamosam. By them, this Zuama of the snake was never interrupted. From the beginning of time till today, they're still carrying that Zuama of the snake. Vizuamas Hanochosh Hubechinas Avdus. And that impurity of the snake, that's synonymous with slavery, servitude. Bechinas, as we find in the Torah, Hashem used the same exact term regarding the snake as he did regarding servants and slavery. To the snake, Hashem said, Bechinas Oror Ato, you are cursed, Al Gechoin Chotelech, you will crawl on your belly. When the snake got Adam and Chava to eat from the Tzadas, Hashem's response was, Oror Ato, you are cursed. Shehu Bechinas, this is connected to what happened when Chom, Noach's son, went into Noach and he desecrated Noach, he violated Noach, and then Noach cursed him. Just like you're making it that I shouldn't have a fourth son, your fourth son should be cursed also. The fourth son of Chom was Kenan, and Noach said, Oror Kenan, Kenan should be cursed. What's the curse? Eved Avodim Yeliechov. He will be a servant, a slave to his brothers. So we see the Auror by the Nachash, the Auror Canaan, that the curse implies servitude, slavery. Bechinas Avdus, Shehu Bechinas Amal Oilam Hazeh. Servitude, slavery, that's the struggle of man in this physical world. Bechinas Be'itzovoin Toichaleno. As Hashem said after the Eitz Hadas, you will earn your livelihood Be'itzovoin, with struggle, with depression, with heaviness. Sheroitfin kol, Rav Nosson Zal says now, Sheroitfin kol yemeyem achra havle ilam hazeh, these other nations of the world, they're involved throughout their entire lives chasing after the foolishness of this world, the successes of the physical world, whether it's fame or wealth or fashion, those things, shehim tachas hazman, which are all within zman. They're all within oilam hazeh. They don't have any future. By the Jews, everything we're doing in this world, we said, is for a purpose. It's for a tomorrow. Which tomorrow? The tomorrow when time is up. What do you mean? What's tomorrow? Time's up? Yes. That when time's up, there's a new tomorrow which is above time. That's Olam Haba. But the Goyim, they don't believe in Olam Haba. They don't have that. So by them, everything they're doing, their whole life in this world, is all Tachas Hazman. It's all Gashmi. It's all based on the rewards of the physical world. They're not looking to any reward in the future world. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shenemar al ha'shemesh v'ha'yorech v'kechovim. With this, we could understand what the Torah tells us about the sun, the moon, and the stars. The Torah says, "Asher cholak Hashem alekecha oisam lechoil hoamim," which your Hashem has designated them for all the nations. Hashem has designated the sun, the moon, and the stars for all the nations. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Hakadosh points out, "Asher cholak lohem lechoir lohem." When it says Hashem has designated them, it means that these spheres, these balls, should provide light for these other nations, for all the nations. Vadayin hadover tamua, but Rav Nosson Zal says, I don't understand this. V'chilohem levadom heimeirim v'loilanu. Does the sun and the moon, everything, do they give light only for them and not for us? What about us? Adarabba, just the opposite. Ikur ha'arosam hu b'shvil Yisrael. Aren't we told that the main reason for everything in this world is for the Jewish people? The main reason why the sun and the moon were created were to serve the Jewish people. Ki chol ma'isa bereishis lo nivru v'lo miskaimim el b'shvil Yisrael ki yadua. The entire creation was created and is being maintained only for the sake of the Jewish people, as is known. So what's going on here? Why does it say that Hashem designated the sun and the moon for them? Lohoyer lohem. Ach be'emes, Rav Nosson Zal says, let me explain this now. Ach be'emes, the truth is, Yisroel heim lamala me'azman. The Jewish people are above time. We are above the sun and the moon and the stars. And all the light that we are receiving from the sun and the moon and the stars, we don't dare think that we're getting the light from the sun. The sun is giving us our light. The moon is giving us our light. Are you kidding? Ki anu yoidim hoemes, we know the truth, she'ein lohem shum oyer biatzman, that they don't possess anything at all on their own. The sun doesn't have anything of its own. The moon doesn't have anything of its own. Rak kol koicham lohoyer heimekablim imas shelamala. Their whole ability to radiate light comes from above. V'ho elyoin meho elyoin. And the one above them gets it from the one above him. And further, ad shemekablim kulam me'oyer Hashem yisborah, until all the different levels, they all go up to the origin, which is Hashem. Everything is receiving from Hashem. Shehu oyer kol ha'oyrois. Hashem is the light of all lights. Shemeir bechama ulevona. Hashem is the one who places his light, who sends down his light into the sun and the moon, and they pass it further down to us. V'alkein, and therefore, Onu mevorchim b'chol yoim laHashem yisborach. We bless Hashem every day, shebora ma'oiroi se'elu, for creating these sources of light, these lanterns, v'noisein lohem koyach loher loretz. And Hashem gives them the ability to shine down to the earth. But the sun and the moon on their own, they don't have any light of their own. Adarabba, just the opposite. Anachnu b'nei Yisrael mo'irim bohem. We, the Jewish people, give to the sun and the moon. We're the ones who shine into the sun and the moon. How? Al yedei shanu mevorchem b'chol yoim al b'riyas ha'moiros. By us saying a special blessing every day. Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu chelam yoitzer ha'moiros. By saying those blessings, al yedei zeh onu noisnim bohem koyach loher al horetz. We give them the ability to shine, to send their light down to the world. Ki hakoil nivra v'niskayim u'misnaig rak al yedei Yisrael shoevdem eseshem yisbora. Because everything was created and is being maintained and exists only through the Jewish people who are serving Hashem u'mevorchen u'meshapchen ois yisbora, and praising Hashem and blessing Hashem. Shaydei zeh mekashrin kol dovor l'sharoshoi. By doing that, we take every item in the physical world and we plug it into its source. When I make a bracha on a glass of water, I'm plugging that water into its source, into Hashem. Shemishom nimshach koichoi hamayuchad loy. It's from its source, from Hashem, that that item receives its unique gift. K'moy hamoiros, such as the sun and the moon, these lanterns. Shayidei she'onu mevorchem l'Hashem yisborach al briyosom, by us blessing Hashem and praising Hashem for having created them, ayidei zeh heim miskashrim l'sharoshom. That connects them, that attaches them to their source, l'shoyrish oyer ho'elyon shalachamu levanu kechavim, to the source from where that great light of the sun, moon, and stars emanates from, vayidei zeh heim meirim. And that gives them the ability to shine. Lahavdil, you have a room with all kinds of fluorescent lights, halogen lights, everything. You walk into the room, it's dark. The lights are there, the bulbs are there. The electrician came, he charged $3,000, he put in all the light, everything, he finished, I paid him in full with the mom, everything. And the room is dark. I said, I don't understand. He says, come here. Walks over to the wall, he says, push the button, abracadabra. It's all lit up, it's everything. Lahavdil, Hashem created the sun, the moon, and everything, but it doesn't happen without the Jewish people pushing the button. We find that in the famous Rashi, in the beginning of Bereishis, where it talks about the whole agriculture system, the whole vegetation, where it says Hashem created it all, and it was all there, standing at the entrance of the earth, waiting to come out. But it wouldn't, that was on the third day of creation. But it didn't go above the ground because man had not yet been created. Man who would be the one to pray for rain, who would appreciate rain and know to daven for it. When Adam Rishon was created and he was mispalel for rain, then the rain came, he pushed the button, everything started happening. The whole vegetation took off. Vaydezeh heimeirim. And that's how these spheres give off their light. Ki onu mekashrim kol hazman shemisnaig al yedei hacham ulevono, because we, the Jewish people, are the ones who connect everything that's operating within zman, within time, which is being guided by the sun and the moon. We connect it all l'sharoshoi, to its origin, shehu l'mala mi'azman, which is above the concept of time, sheshom shoresh hakol, which is the origin of everything. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, onu lemala mehamazel, that the Jews are above mazel. Lemala mikol ha'kochavim, above all the stars. and above the chama, above the sun. Avul ho'akum, whereas the other nations, v'horishoim sheroidfim achrei havli el mazeh, and even the Jews, unfortunately, who choose to live like non-Jews, they're making their life in the physical world that as if that's it. There is no future world. They don't believe in Hashem. They don't believe in that. Shehem tachas hazman, therefore they are under zman. Shenemar aleim, about them, the pasuk says, v'hoyo kinor v'chalil, they have, they're playing music, v'yayin mishtehem, and they're drinking wine, they're partying with wine. V'espoyal Hashem lo yabitu, but they don't look to see the work of Hashem. Umase yodov loiro, they don't recognize the creation of Hashem's hands. Meaning, and the Gemara says, she'eno mevorch, she'eno mevorchim b'shachar yoitzer hamoiros uberev marav arovim. They do not say in the morning, blessed is Hashem who created the sun and the moon. Or in the evening, blessed is Hashem who makes it evening. K'moishom rabbi sayin asala, as the Gemara says, alkein heim tachas hakoichovim. Therefore, they are under the authority and the control of the stars. V'hakoichovim meirim bohem. The stars shine into them. V'loi heim bakoichovim. They are not giving off any light, any power into the stars. V'alkein nemar bohem al hamoirois. And therefore, it says the word bohem or lohem by regarding the sun and the moon and all of these heavenly spheres, it says regarding them, asher cholak lohem lohoyer lohem. Hashem has cholak, means designated. Cholak also means to separate. Lechalek means to separate. Ki etz cholak daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the choice of words in the Torah. Ki etzlom cholak umuvdol umufrosh oir hakoichov hem mishoroshoi. Because by these other nations, or by the people who don't believe in Hashem, by them the sun and the moon are cut off, are separated from their source. They don't acknowledge, they don't recognize the wires attaching the sun and the moon to what's above, to their source. So that's why the Torah uses the wording asher cholak lohem lohoyer lohem. They're cut off mibechinas lamala miyazman, from that level that's above time. Because they are only pursuing the nonsense, the narishkeit of this physical world. V'alkein ho'or choluk etzlam misharoshoi. Therefore, their light is cut off from its source. Bechinas asher cholak lohem, as the pasuk says there. Aval Yisrael heim behepech mizeh, whereas the Jewish people are on a different plan. Ki heim mekashrin kol hamoiros lisharosham. We, through our faith in Hashem and through our tefillah, we attach all these lanterns to their source. Vaydezeh heim meirim b'chol hamoiros. And thereby, we actually give power, we give light into the sun and the moon. Ki kol hakoyach shel hamoiros lohoir, hu al yidei Yisrael, shemavorchem l'Hashem Yisborach al hamoiros. Because the whole power on a spiritual level, the whole power for the sun and all these spheres to give light, comes from the Jewish people, by us blessing Hashem over the moiros. Shebishvil zeh nivro umiskayim akoil. Because that's why Hashem created everything and is maintaining everything. He created and is maintaining everything for the sake of the Jewish people. Which Jewish people? The Jewish people that acknowledge Him, that acknowledge Hashem, that believe in Hashem, recognize that He's the boss, and we have the ability to take everything in the physical world and reconnect it to its source, to Hashem.